reason. Bishleimer Beidina, I understand why Bezdin could do it. Beidin is strong enough. Bishleimer Beidina, Lima, Liafkuyim Amoina. Bezdin is strong enough to take out money. Rashbam says, Mekaran, they could rip up the shtar, Machlif and Achar. They change it around. V'kais v'naisim Mizman Rishon. This was like a din Mizman Rishon. To min adin le'olim shtara, v'mitrof elim yom shenichta v'yelech. That really, when you're writing up a shtar first now, so really, if Eidim would do it, it only have a koyach to be gavah l'kuchas from today. You want to write the zman, the same zman, the first star, you need Bezdin to do that. Ela Bezdin alimu maskim amayna. Tefka Bezdin hefka. Because usually whenever you write up a shtar, you have to write today's date. Here, Tak, it's true. You're rewriting your shtar, because now he only owes you 500. But really, you should have a right to collect l'kuchas from the time you lent the money. So Rav Svori is to do that, you need Bezdin. You need Bezdin to change, to make an earlier date in Ishtar. But Eidim that does a shlichus, they can only like rewrite Ishtar at the most, the way it is right now. Shram says, El Eidim, Shosha Shlichusam, Lichtav Lohayid Bishtar Arishan. True. There were Eidim that signed in the first Ishtar. And they know at that time you borrowed $1,000. How could they do it over again now to rewrite a new shtar that you only owe $500 and write the first man? Who gave them this power? That's Rav's taina. That's why Rav holds not like the Mishnah of Yudah, but rather need Bezdin. For the Gemara Veloy, is it true that Eidim can't do it? Shvam says Veloy Bitmiya. You see, Eidim could write up even 10 shtaros on one field. In a case where a person lost the shtar. If he lost the shtar, he goes to Eidim. Eidim write up a new shtar. Since Eidim have a right to write up. Omar, b'shtar matana. That's what I'm talking about, a shtar matana. A shtar matana, there's no lekuches. We don't make enough kamina when the time was written. So shtar matana, then Eidim could write up a new shtar. But a shtar mechira or a shtar halvo, well, there it's a question to take away from lekuches, and you want to make an early zman, then you dafka need bezdin, then Eidim can't do it. For Rabbam, Rabbah says no. Bishtar shein bayachrais. That Rashi Rabbam afilu bishtar mechira kamer of Yuda. The kais vin asaro kugoyin less bayachrais. This was no stira. That Rav Yehuda said Eidim could write up a new shtar, lav dafka by a matana, krivim by a shtar mechira. But in the case where there's no achrayis, again, you can't come back and collect back any money. Therefore, since you can't collect any money, it wouldn't be any nafkamina. All right, stop here. Good. You've hold enough kufay now. Again, this is what the Rav Huna Marav said, that we don't pass them like Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah. But he says in the case of someone with Perea Mikzah Chayvai, we rip up the shtar and Bezdin have to write a new shtar. But Eidim can't do it. The Gemara says, now the Eidim, the Kashua, Shostin, Shtachusin, Chayzim, Yostin, Shtachusin, Eidim, that they wrote the shtar one time, who gives them a right now to write the shtar over a second time? So Marav says, Veloy, and Eidim can't do it, why not? Even Rav Yudam Rav, Rav himself says that Eidim Kaisvin Afidu Asarish Doris Asod Achas. That on one field, and having been heard that somebody bought a field, and he had a shtar, and then he lost it. So he could complain to the two Eidim that wrote it first, and they could write it over again. So you see, even Eidim themselves have a right to write a shtar over again. So my answers know that Rav will learn. Rabbi Yosef Oma b'shtar matono. That halacha was only by a shtar matono. Somebody gave you a present. So by present, why do we care if you write the shtar over again? Like you don't need the shtar altogether. There's no achrayus altogether by your present. Just time you want to have some proof in case somebody else will come and argue. So okay, not much Eidim could do. Eidim could write a shtar matono, a present over again. But to write a shtar that there'll be an achrayis on it, that you'll take away money, that Yadavka need Bezdin to do, that Eidim can't do. The Rabbi Omar b'shtar shein b'yachrayis. Rabbi says, no, even if you want to say, Rav meant here, shtar mechira,
But of course, when the Edom rewrite the shtar, of course he meant without achrayis. With achrayis, you need dafka bezdin. Edom can't do it. Now the Gemara says, my brisa. Where is this brisa? Like before, we wanted to ask the kasha, Rav Paskin is not like Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah that says the Edom rewrite it. And Rav says, no, you need bezdin to rewrite it. So he asked the question, Ayah brisa is mashm Edom can do it. So Gemara says, so what? Rav still holds not like that brisa. Now the Gemara says, my brisa, where was that brisa that was mashma like Rav Yehuda, that Edom themselves could rewrite the shtar? The Tanya would not like this. Harei shohoya noisim boy elevzuz. If somebody owed you $1,000 and you went to ask him for the money, upor mehen chomesh meyazuz. So you went to the guy, he was nice to you, he paid you back here. He paid you back $500. Upor mehen chomesh meyazuz. He paid you back $500. So what do we do now? What do we do with the first star that says he owes him $1,000? He doesn't owe him $1,000 anymore. So it says clearly in his brisa that Edom, the Edom that are there, Mekaren es hashtar, they have a right to rip up the shtar, the Kosven lo shtar achar, and they could rewrite now a new shtar saying that he only owes you 500. The first shtar says he owed you 1,000, it was true, but now he just paid you up $500, so he only owes you 500. It says clearly, Edom themselves could rip up the first shtar and rewrite a new shtar, and also Mizman Rishon. They could write it from the first date that he'll still be able to collect from the Kuchais, from the Lekuchais, from the first man, Dibur Reb Yehuda. This is the Brisa, not like Rav. This is the Brisa that says clearly, according to Reb Yehuda, Edom could rewrite the shtar. Reb Yossi says, like it says in our Mishnah also, Shtar ze yeimurich b'mkoymai. No, leave the shtar alone. Reuven first lent him $1,000, and Reuven did not receive the $1,000 back yet, so let Reuven keep that shtar. Let him hold on to that $1,000 shtar. Shimon paid him a $500. What's going to stop Reuven from collecting again the $1,000? The answer is, the yichtavu shayver. Give Shimon a receipt. That's from Yesi Shita. We'll give Shimon a receipt saying that you paid up $500, but will still let Reuven hold on to that first shtar. What's the reason why? He explains himself. There are two reasons why Rabbi Yossi says we leave that first shtar the way it is. That all you could do for the laver that paid up to $500 is to write him a receipt. Achas, one reason is Kadesha Yikov Lapareya. We want to like force the loiver to pay up. Like this, the loiver will always be under pressure because he knows the malva has a shtar saying, I owe him $1,000. I have a receipt, but he knows the receipt could get lost. So he's not going to play around too much in paying up all the money until they rip up that shtar. He's not going to rely on his receipt because he knows it's possible he may lose the receipt. So in order that the loiver won't lose on anything, it's going to be on his mind to pay up. So Gracie says, very good. If so, very good. That's why we let the Malva keep his shtar. The Malva has the shtar, you owe me $1,000, in order that the loiver will have pressure to pay me back. That's one reason. The Yachas, and secondly, Kedei Sheigva Mizman Rishon. We want to make sure that if the loiver does not pay back the next $500, so the Malva will be able to take away from the Lekuchas, from the property that the loiver sold, you know, from when? Not from a new Zman after write up a new shtar, but from the old Zman. On the Tzad, like you'll say, you can't rewrite a new shtar with the old Zman. If you hold, you'll have to write up a new Zman. Sefer B'Yesi Svara, don't write up no new shtaris. Leave the old shtar there so that the Mav will be able to collect the Kuchais from the first Zman. So Mar asks, what is B'Yesi talking about? Ivor Rabbi Yehuda Nami Mizman Rishon Kamar. Rabbi Yehuda that says we rip up the shtar and write a new shtar, he also agrees though that the new shtar we write up that you owe him 500, we don't use today's date, but rather we write the date of the first shtar. That if the loiver doesn't pay up these next 500, the malva will still be able to collect from the lekuchos, from the property the loiver sold in between. See, even according to Rabbi Yehuda that you write up a new shtar, it's from the first man. So what is Rabbi Yossi saying? I don't want to write a new shtar because I want the first man. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you write a new shtar, we'll still use the first man. Gemara says, true hochikom alei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. This is what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say back to Rabbi Yehuda. Because he wasn't sure what Rabbi Yehuda meant. He said like this, im izman rishon kamrit, if you tell me that you're going to rip up the shtar and write a second shtar with the first man, if so, paligno lecha b'chodah, then sure, I only have one argument against you. My argument is that let the Malva keep his first shtar of $1,000 in order to have pressure upon the Loiva that he should pay up. That's my reason not to rewrite a new shtar of 500, but let the first shtar still be around. But Rabbi Yosef is meant to say, E mizman sheni kamrit, but if what you mean, Rabbi Yud, is to rip up the first shtar and write a new shtar, and write the new shtar with the today's date, with the new date, then you should know, paligno lecha batarti. Then I have two arguments against you. That's not fair. Why should the Malva lose out? The Malva lent him the money 2 months ago, and if the Leiva sold property in between, those properties are meshubid to the loan. So why should the Malva lose out? So then, leave the first shtar alone. Let the Malva use it to collect his next $500 with that first man, and will also be able to pressure the Leiva to pay back as soon as possible. So, kids, so that's Rabbi Yosi's svara, and Yehuda's svara is not like that. But vice versa, halacha though, we do not hold to write a shayver. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says that Bezdin goes and rips up the shtar and rewrites the new shtar. Bezdin writes the new shtar. Tana Rabbanan, look at the price like this: shtar shezmanoi kosev v'shabis oy bi'asar b'tishrei. Let's say you have a shtar that's written, let's say, an English date. It doesn't say the Hebrew date. It says the English date. Says the date that Rashbam says, going according to the sun. Rashbam says like this: Rabban Shtar shekosu by zman b'Shabbos over Yeshiva Tishrei, going b'mekoymer shemoynim lechotshei hachama. Like in America, the people write down the English date. So it was written down on September 15th. This date was written on September 15th. And now when we check out September 15th, we see it comes out on the Shabbos. Or else we see September 15th came out on Yom Kippur. And we know for sure the shtar was not written on Shabbos on Yom Kippur. We're not choshen to be Mechal Shabbos. So rather the shtar was written not on Shabbos. So we have a doubt whether the shtar was written earlier or whether it was written later. If it's a shtar muktim, it's possible. A shtar me'ucher is kosher. So what do we say? So the Brisa says, shtar me'ucher hu v'kosher. You know, the shtar itself really was written earlier. They just wrote a later date, which therefore the shtar is still kosher. Now, the vada, the shtar was written before, shtar was written on Friday. Just to use tomorrow's date, that's okay, then the shtar is still kosher. The other side to say was, the shtar maybe was really written on Sunday, and they made an earlier date a Shabbos. That will be a muktam, then the shtar will be possible. So if we have a doubt, we'd rather say no, mistama, the shtar was written kedinai, the way it was supposed to, and it's a shtar mucha, the shtar is kosher. The kosher. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yosi points, Rabbi Yosi says, no, nothing doing. Rabbi Yosi says, we have to be afraid, maybe it's a shtar muktim, and therefore it's possible. Shtar says, Rabbi Yosi points, shtar mucha di alma shem b'teich ha'chach ha'klal. Like we'll soon see. If we don't know exactly if it was a mucha or not, if we have a doubt, then he says it's possible. Like he also agrees, if we know for sure it's a shtar mucher, then he also holds his kosher. But if you have a doubt whether it was a shtar mucher or a shtar muktim, then min ha-sofek, he says the shtar is possible. Omar loy Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda says like this, fa'aloy maisa bolo fonecha b'tzipori. Reb Yehuda said to Reb Yosi, aya maisa case happened mamish to you in Tzipori, v'yachshato, and you yourself said the shtar was kosher. In such a case, where shtar was written, that it was written on September 15th, and we checked it out that September 15th is a Shabbos, or September 15th was Yom Kippur, and you said the shtar was kosher. So how come now you're saying it's possible? Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Yosi says like this, you should know, kishechsharti b'zeh hechsharti. I only said that one shtar was kosher. You can't bring, make similar one case to another case. That case was kosher, other case is not. What's the difference with Sunsi? Fed Gemara Ivar of Yehuda Nami Bezer Kama. Rabbi Yudosa that says it's kosher only meant in this case, in a case where it was written on September 15th, and now we find out that September 15th is a Shabbos, or it's Yom Kippur. So, what's the machlekes? Why does Rabbi Yossi argue? Rabbi Yehud Lachur is saying the same thing, they're both saying it's kosher. Why does Rabbi Yossi say it's possible? So, Marin says, Omar Rabbi Pedos. Rabbi Pedos explains like this. Hakil Moedim, everybody agrees. Shem Huzaknu Li Einosoi Shoshtar. If we have to look in, like there is a date written, it was written down September 15th. It was written according to the English calendar, according to the sun. And when we check it out now, we look at the calendar, we see clearly September 15th is a Shabbos. Or else we see clearly right now that September 15th is Yom Kippur. So we know for sure the Shtar was not written today. So there's a chokhah that this date on it is wrong. It was written either early or later. Shtar mochu v'kosher. And everybody agrees, like if it's muchach mitoichav, you could tell inside the shtar that it was not written on today. So then everybody agrees, Avada will say that most probably the shtar was written on Friday. And they wrote Shabbos' date, they wrote the next day. So in such a case, everybody holds this kosher. Yeah. So the Domi, the Rashbam, the Domi Kamisha Kosa, but Teicha Shtar Dinan Dekasunu Labes Net, as if it's written in the Shtar Yishno. This Shtar was not written on the date that it says Elanan Sadi Echanu Dekasunu, that the date was a later date. Sharei Kol Yoydu, because everybody knows you're not allowed to write on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So everybody knows that it was a later date, and therefore it's kosher. In this case, everybody agrees it's kosher. That was the Maisa that Rabbi Yosi Tzipori also said it was kosher. Where is the machlekes? Le nechlekul, the only argue, ela bishtar.